nooks and crannies. What an hour we have for you. We're going to chat with my pal Jonathan Bell, actually, about some of the problems with marijuana being legalized. What does that mean for people who work for the government and they have top security clearances? Also, by the way, what does it mean when you get a top security clearance? What are the biggest challenges to those people and their jobs? So that's coming up here in a couple of segments. Before we get there, though, they're talking about a new shift in the search for this Malaysian jet. Boy, there have been so many. Bottom line is, 3 weeks ago, this plane, what is being fed to us through Malaysian Air, has been crashed into the Indian Ocean. But now it's shifted 680 miles to the northeast after new analysis of the radar information suggests that the plane flew faster than they thought and used more fuel, which might have reduced, reduced the distance it traveled. I don't know. I'm one of those people who is a doubting Thomas on this one, and you got to show me pieces of that plane because it keeps changing like the winds. No plane parts, new clues, satellite images, 239 people missing since March 8th. And I think there's pressure to come up with something, and I really believe that there are a lot of people that wonder if that plane isn't someplace else. Get the black box. Get the objects that you see bobbing in the sea that you believe are not flotsam and things off of cargo ships that we know fall into that area. Got to be tough on the relatives because they hear one thing, then they hear another thing, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. They're starting to get furious. Last week, Japan, Thailand, France all said their satellites picked up images of objects that could be debris from the plane. Now, here's the key thing here. Satellites in space seeing debris. Could be debris from the plane. Most of the objects, about 3 feet to 65 feet. That's what they're saying. That's the satellite images. I say, let's see. A lot of money is being spent, and they're coming up empty. Another day, another search, more crews out there. No wreckage from Flight 370. None has been recovered. Philip Wood's girlfriend says, I think they're still alive. Until you show me that plane, pieces of it, whatever, I'm going to say they're still alive. We know the story by now. The plane was supposed to fly from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia to Beijing, but turned away from the normal route right after takeoff and flew for several hours before crashing. Tell me what that's about. Why would the plane turn? That's still a big question mark. And then end up going in the different direction, then disappear from radar. There's more to the story. I have to believe there's more to the story. What do you think? Are you sticking with the same original thing that you thought? Most of you believe that this plane has landed somewhere. That's why they, in the Maldives, saw it flying low. And somehow, nobody's been able to find it. And there could be something more sinister going on. Others think it has to still do with the pilots and intentionally having it crash. Bottom line is, with the black box, you need to dig it out. That chirp only good until the middle of April. So it's easier to find if you can hear the beacon going off, which there's special equipment for that. And if that doesn't die out and then get to that first, then that's going to give all kinds of information, all kinds of logs in it that talk about speed and altitude, direction, and of course the actual what was going inside, verbally was going on inside the cockpit. That will tell the story. But will we even get to that point? Will that even happen? Big news when it comes to minimum wage. In Connecticut, the governor made it official, 10-10. They're eking toward that. It's not happening overnight, but it's now signed into law. So it will be 10-10. This is the issue that the Democrats, the midterm elections, are trying to own. Now, this was state, but the idea is federally, can they move that up to 10-10? Republicans are fighting it. Businesses are saying, forget about it. We're going to have to trim off some of the fat, so we're going to have to get rid of other people if we're forced to jump up to that level. We can't do it. Right now, the minimum wage is just over, as you know, $7. So we still go back to that same question with Connecticut banging the drum and saying that they're moving it up. Should the minimum wage be 10-10? Is it nonsense when you hear that businesses say we can't afford that? Or is it too fast, too soon? And will it take a bite out of the economy? And where's all that money coming from? It always comes back to that, doesn't it? Show me the money. Where are we pulling the money from? Where are these businesses pulling the money from? And, of course, we know that, federally that's happened, and that's exactly what the issue was. Okay, we've got to come up with the money for that raise in the federal minimum wage for federal employees for that, for those who work for minimum wage. So if that were the law across the land, would it really tank that many businesses? Would it beef up the economy? Or would it just be a bust? In Connecticut, they say, absolutely, this is the right way to go. And like it or not, people are living off of this. Whether they should be or not doesn't matter. They are. So it's better. What do you think? 855-266-5283. When we hit the numbers in our version of We Can Count, Obamacare hit a big number. The CDC released a big number as far as children and autism. Next week, we're going to have some guests on, some special guests to talk about autism and what are some of the cures, if you will, or ways to combat it that are not being used enough. We're going to talk to Dr. Melillo about that. He's the cutting-edge guy when it comes to all things autism and also legally what's happening. And what happens in the middle of a divorce when you have a kid who has autism? Who takes care of that? Believe it or not, that's a big, big issue. There are other learning disabilities that fall into that category, too, especially with the divorce rate being, they always say it, but supposedly the divorce rate being over 50%. Boy, that seems so high, doesn't it? And the Ukraine, all talk, no action at this point, but those boots keep on walking, and there's lots of them along the eastern border of the Russian variety. Will they pull off an invasion and be pretty aggressive? Is it time to hold them accountable, the Russians, or not? Stay with us. I'll meet you on the back end of this one. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you haven't been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing. You seem naked, want a temporary savior. Fascinating new thing. Don't betray them by becoming familiar.
Alright, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always shoot us an email if you have any thoughts on the show. You're thinking, oh, she was talking about that, and I know a little something. I got to throw in my two cents. A lot of people do that because through the miracle of the wonderful Ted Anderson here at the Genesis Network, we have the ability to download the shows. If you go to GCNLive.com and you look up America Tonight, and you have a wacky schedule and you feel like downloading a show or an hour or whatever it is you missed, you can do that. A lot of people send me notes and say that that's what you're doing. You're on the train somewhere or over the weekend. You felt like listening and you could fast forward and pick out what you liked. That's what we do. We are a fast forward nation, aren't we? Because we tape everything. So, yes, you can do that. And then you think of something, so send me a note, americatonight.net. And you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter there as well. We have a lot of good stuff happening here on America Tonight, without a doubt. And speaking of good stuff, you know, it's a couple of weeks away from Easter, and there's the celebration of Passover and whatnot. And Russell Crowe, who is in this new movie that's coming out called Noah. In fact, we do a cheap movie review in our next hour, but Russell Crowe is tired of the criticism of Noah. He says it's irrational, and he's happy audiences can finally see it for themselves. He was at a premiere last week, and he said that he doesn't understand what the controversy is about. He says that people are starting to see the film. They realize it's respectful and it's true to the material, and he thinks that's cool. He says Noah's been, and we know this, has been the subject of controversy with some religious groups saying the story's been inaccurately portrayed. So that prompted Paramount Pictures to add a disclaimer to marketing material saying artistic license has been taken. And the film, by the way, has been banned in many Islamic countries where it's taboo to depict a prophet. But that's not a surprise. They would do that anyway. I say bravo. I mean, bringing characters to life and from the Bible, why not? It's, of course, there's going to be some artistic license, but, you know, it just may prompt somebody. It may inspire them, who knows, and, you know, make them think about the history and whatnot of looking into the Old Testament, or just be, like I said, inspired by the story itself. So I'm going to agree with Crow. I think it's irrational. It's not supposed to be. This isn't some portrayal, small budget. Okay, here's a play that we're putting on at the church. It's not that. This is much bigger than that, and the reach is pretty big. I think it's going to do pretty well. I do. And the timing, of course, the timing's on purpose, but the timing with Easter and all of that makes sense. So let's see. Let's see how it pops at the box office or doesn't, because after all, it's not a cartoon. And we know what happens with animation and kids' movies. They explode. They explode, definitely. All right, it's interesting. In bopping around in a couple of different areas, some of the big things that I think have touched a nerve here in the United States and continues to be the Obama trips, you know, with Michelle Obama off to China and with the president off on a trip, the numbers are starting to be crunched by Judicial Watch, and they say that taxpayers already have spent $16 million to fly the Obamas to, from, and around Hawaii and Africa. That's Air Force records, easy to obtain that. The vacation to Honolulu costs $210-something an hour for travel. And then if you look at the flights for them for the Christmas vacation, it's $4 million. And then you look at other trips, Michelle Obama extending her Hawaii vacation and then traveling separately back to Washington after spending time with Oprah Winfrey in Maui. And the president said the trip to Maui was a gift in advance of her 50th birthday. Bah, 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 bah. I don't know. So do you think it's fair or foul when we have a president and they travel around on Air Force One? And that means Secret Service, which they're going to have a Secret Service for the rest of their life anyway. But whatever the transportation costs are and wherever they're going, If do you say, well, this is the leader of the free world and it's nonstop work, so if they need to take a break, they should be able to take a break? I have a feeling that most of you are going to say, no, can't they stay local instead of traipsing off to other continents? You know, people used to complain about Bush going to the Crawford Ranch, the ranch in Crawford, Texas, but I think it might be a whole lot cheaper traveling there than traveling to Hawaii. And the China trip is the one that really wears on a lot of people. I got an email here from Thelma. I love that name. Reminds me of the movie Thelma and Louise. And Thelma says, Kate, I think presidents and their wives should be able to take a break, but for God's sake, can't they go somewhere on the mainland instead of off to China and off to Hawaii again and again and again? Can we really afford this? I don't think so. That's what prompted me to talk about how much was spent. But those records are out there, so that's what it was. The Hawaii trip overall was pretty expensive. It was over $7 million and change, and then coming back and $15 million for the total of Africa and Hawaii and then the people that also went along. Because remember, it's also about the coverage. And these were just fares. They were talking about how much it would cost burning the fuel and the people you're paying for and, you know, all of that on top of it. And it is more than those Crawford Ranches, the Crawford Ranch trips. Everybody complained about the Crawford Ranch. But it was definitely, definitely a lot cheaper than going off the main land. This story is the story that some feel is trumped up, is hurting the United States, and others feel like, hey, why would they report it if they weren't going to clamp down on it? The Air Force fired 9 mid-level nuke commanders. They're going to discipline, they say, dozens of junior officers at a nuclear missile base in response to that exam cheating scandal that we talked about a month ago. That's bigger than they originally said. The Air Force says that this is unprecedented. We haven't done this before in the history of Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Force. We haven't done this. And they say that there have been security problems in the past. We've talked about that. But never when it comes to this cheating thing. And they say the missile corps' failings, all these things that are happening, has a lot of low morale going around, and the management is weak. And the Air Force announced that they're going to have some new or expanded programs to improve leadership development and to modernize the 3 ICBM bases to reinforce core values, including integrity. So they're going to have leadership development. How about that? The Air Force's Secretary Deborah Lee James, the top civilian official, promised to hold officers accountable once the cheating investigation was completed and they knew how wide it was, once it was cleared. So none of the 9 fired commanders were directly involved in the cheating, but each was determined to have failed in their leadership responsibility. So they went after the people they were responsible for. So isn't that interesting? All right, coming up, a conversation with Jonathan Bell. What happens if marijuana becomes legalized across the board and you work for the government and you have a top security clearance?
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. 2 big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. He said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Joining us now is Jonathan Bell. He's a federal employment attorney, and we're going to talk about something that we've been talking about here. Really, the last week we did a ton on marijuana and what's happening with the legalization, the push to legalize marijuana nationwide. It's interesting because while that happens, there are some other problems that have now stemmed from that, including federal workers and the fact that, you could say they're banned from what we would call high times. Jonathan, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
All right, so tell us about that. Tell us about the federal conflict here as we watch a weed roll through these different processes of possibly being legalized, who knows how long, across the board in the United States. What's the big problem?
Well, my specialty, as you probably know, is representing federal employees. And the situation really is, how is the government going to be able to deal with the federal employees who oftentimes require a security clearance where they're regularly tested for marijuana, and to the extent that they either live or visit states where it's now legalized, you know, how are they going to deal with that situation?
Yeah, and so actually, there's guidelines, and they're going to have to, I mean, obviously, you're right. What a strange thing. It's perfect to have a lawyer on to talk about this because, it's like I said, there's all these ancillary things that are happening as we see the big push to legalize legalize marijuana like we've seen in Colorado. What, for example, happens if somebody, I was talking about this the other night, what's really popular is these vacations in Colorado. What happens if I work for the federal government and I take a vacation in Colorado and I want to smoke some pot, I want to go to one of the stores? Would I be in trouble?
Well, there should be a distinction between people who have a security clearance and not. A lot of federal employee positions don't require a security clearance, and in that situation, you're probably fine. although I wouldn't go to the workplace and acknowledge or admit that you did. In situations involving a security clearance, I mean, you actually do have to be very upfront. And also, you know, there's certain positions you're subject to random drug testing. But in the SF-86, which is the standard form that the government makes all security clearance employees fill out, there's questions about drug use, marijuana use specifically, and you have to answer it honestly. And this is very interesting. It's an interesting subject because there are people who are not yet employed by the government who might live in these some of these states, and while there smoke marijuana and then decide that they want to apply for the government and have to fill these forms out. I'm wondering how, it's too early to tell, I'm wondering how the government is going to react to that.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen, especially with you being in employment law, as we see this roll out, you're going to have more cases of this. I think this is going to really crop up, because if you go back and look, I've got family members that have that security clearance, and if you look at the Controlled Substances Act, it specifically says that. I mean, you go back to what, the 80s and Reagan, and that mandate, you know, this spells it out, the drug-free workplace. And specifically, employees refraining from the use of illegal drugs. So the law would butt its, you know, the one law would butt its head against whatever the current law could be. And I would imagine in Colorado, they're probably, you think they're talking about this?
I think they are. I mean, if federal employees are wise and appropriately cautious and they understand that their job may be on the line, I mean, I think for right now they should abstain until there's some decisions, there's some case law, so we know which side of the fence we're going to fall on here. You know, as a lawyer being involved heavily with security clearance and federal employees, I really don't know which way it's going to turn out. It's going to be interesting to watch it develop.
Yeah, I think so, too. With security clearances, what seems to crop up the most that gets people into trouble or things they're concerned about?
A lot of the cases I deal with, and sometimes it's drug use, not as much though. A lot of times it's financial ability, if they're overstretched financially, if they're in some type of debt, if they have relationships with foreign nationals. I mean, you can imagine a lot of people with clearances could speak a number of languages, so they have family and other countries, and they look into the regular contact with those family members and things of that nature.
Yeah, overstressed financially, I can imagine that. What about, you know, how many people work for the IRS? Is that a no-no? I mean, if all of a sudden you're in massive debt, could that lead to somebody losing their job?
Quite often it does, and sometimes, and the sad part is oftentimes beyond the person's control. Maybe they're divorced. Maybe it was a two-income family and their spouse lost their job through no fault of their own. But the way that the government looks at it is that it's not a right, it's a privilege. And if you're potentially subject to any type of extortion, then you're a threat to the United States and you should not have a security clearance.
Yeah, and talking about the security clearances, too, there's certain levels of security clearance. Is there, if you're at the lower rung, is it the same as being at the top? It doesn't matter. A security clearance is a security clearance when you're working on these cases?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the way that it works out, it doesn't matter the different levels of the clearance. They don't differentiate. Either you're capable of holding a clearance or not. So even though there are certain levels, that only goes to the materials that the person is able to view or handle. But when it comes to determining if the person should be entitled to a security clearance, it's really a yes or no.
Wow. So it's just that simple. I mean, there are factors that decide. If you've got a case, do the cases take a long time? I mean, I would imagine you've got to go through all kind of tenets of the law and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, what happens is you fill out the SF-86 initially. What's really interesting is once you fill out that SF-86, oftentimes they'll give you something called an interim clearance because they're backed up. And then you have some individual working there for maybe a year and a half, and performing well. And then by the time they take a look at the SF-86, they realize that this person shouldn't have had a clearance to begin with. So then they issue them a statement of reasons, which is like allegations setting forth why they should lose or why they're not going to be approved for their clearance. At that time, they do have due process rights. They put in a response to the allegations, both in writing and orally. A judge gets assigned to the Doha Department of Hearings and Appeals, and then the judge makes a decision as to whether or not you're entitled to the clearance. So it's a complicated process, but there is good some due process rights. But again, the interesting thing is sometimes it takes some time to get these things adjudicated.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking a lot about Ed Snowden, and of course the questions you get on the talk show are, well, how does this guy get clearance? And then you deal with being contracted out, and as you said, the whole idea of the interim clearance. Do you think they're going to be tougher on that, even though they've got the backup because of, for example, at the NSA, what happened with Snowden?
I think they are. I think they're going to not only be tougher, but I think that they're going to try to push these things a little bit quicker through the system. And you got to understand too. No one really knows the future actions of an individual. So they do the best they can. But you know, these security clearance investigations and issues, it's not a crystal ball. I mean, there are plenty of good people who get denied security clearances, and there are people out there that get security clearances because they don't have anything in their background who probably might not have the best intentions.
Yeah. As a federal employment attorney, Jonathan, and dealing with discrimination, retaliation, is retaliation big? Because that's big in the workplace in general. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, we see a lot of that. I deal a lot with EEO cases for discrimination, or even people sticking up for other people who filed discrimination cases. And retaliation in the federal employee system, just like the private sector system, which we do as well, is rampant. I mean, it's out there. The crazy thing is that, you know, the government should be leading by example, but unfortunately that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, there you go. So retaliation, we talked about with clearances being financially stressed and how that could lead to extortion, so there's problems there. But what about people who unfairly get bounced? You're looking at that. What about back pay? What about getting extra money for what we would call emotional loss? Do you see that as well?
Not really in the security clearance form. We do see it with respect to discrimination cases. If someone was terminated through discrimination based on race, age, religion, gender, disability, or retaliation for EEO activity, you are entitled to back pay, you are entitled to pain and suffering, you are entitled to your attorney's fees, you're entitled to your position back. I've seen managers be disciplined because of that. Sometimes there has to be postings in the workplace if the discrimination occurred here. So there's different types of damages for different types of claims. For security clearance issues, there's some difference if you're dealing with a contractor versus a federal employee with respect to back pay. But really, in those situations, when someone's really defending themselves and trying to get their security clearance back or cleared, I mean, really what they want is the security clearance so they can be gainfully employed. Once, if the security clearance is a requirement for the position and you lose the security clearance, you lose your job.
Yeah, that's pretty cut and dry. I don't think you can do much with that. Jonathan, it was great that we were able to also scatter shoot with you. We started off talking about marijuana and the legalization, and I'm sure that's going to open the floodgates, especially when it comes to federal employees and security clearances. Pretty interesting stuff. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Great. Thanks for having me.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Laying a good foundation right now to try and push my life into the right direction of being a professional. The day that I decided to not come back to this wonderful place of Texas A&M, I decided to be a professional, and you have to take it serious. And the guys I talked to, whether it's Michael Vick, texting Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady, or whoever these guys is, saw what it takes to, you hear from them, and when I ask these coaches, why are these guys so great? What does it take? Because they go in there, and they put in the hours, and they do what it's necessary to do it. And for me, I wanted through this process to take this as serious as possible, still continue to have fun with the process because it is a great game, but at the same time, take it very serious, put the work in. I've never been more committed in my entire life.
Johnny Manziel, will he be the number one pick in the draft? Little sports shorts for you here on America Tonight as we kind of mix it up. Johnny Football threw for 75 people from 30 teams on the Texas A&M campus on Thursday. It's a pro day. That's what they call them, right? He's the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner. Could he be number one? Houston has the number one pick. Will he be chosen? He grew up right down the street from there. There's billboards all over the city, you know, about picking Johnny Football, that kind of stuff. And remember, I mean, this kid is like already touched. Sometimes quarterbacks don't make it in the pros when they're incredible in college, but he does have the right stuff. Could he be the one? He got an over-the-top Nike deal that wowed a few people. People are talking about Johnny Manziel and the fact that, you know, in his two seasons for A&M, what he was able to do. And he, you know, a bunch of the coaches were impressed that he called the NFL officials onto the field at the end of his workout to thank them. So he did all the right things. Does he end up being the number one pick? It's interesting because Bush won, sat in his golf cart during the event and posed for pictures with people afterwards, but Secret Service agents kind of try to shoo reporters away from talking to the 41st president. And Manziel said he didn't notice when Bush came in. He said, "I'm just trying to go 65 for 65. I'm not worried about that. He really wants to be that top pick. We'll see what they do, because there are a couple of different directions and a couple of different choices that Houston could make. So it might not be him, but he at least wowed the people he needed to wow anyway. In the meantime, this is pretty interesting stuff. I know the whole thing with money and athletes infuriates a lot of people. But how about close to $300 million? Miguel Cabrera, the awesome hitter from Detroit, who I think is one of the best players in baseball, got a deal for $292 million over the next 10 years. Nathan, how about that? $292 million to play baseball.
Woo!
I bet you wish you played baseball.
Sometimes.
So, money to burn, baby. He turns 31. This is the wild part. He's 31 on April 18th. And, I mean, he does have the stats. He had incredible stats. And this is what the market would bear. I'll tell you a quick little brush with fame, which I often don't share a lot of these on the air, but I'm going to share this one. Alex Rodriguez, when he signed his contract for $275 million with the Texas Rangers, I was covering the Texas Rangers. I was the sports director for the station that carried the Rangers and did the sports talk show there at the time. And I was at that press conference, and I talked to A-Rod afterwards, and I said, "Wow, that's incredible money. I mean, good for you, your agent, for negotiating that," or whatever I said, and we went back and forth about the money. And he said, "Oh, that's nothing. Next year somebody will surpass it." Well, would you believe that this is the first person to surpass it? So A-Rod was way wrong about that. It took this long for somebody to get more money, pure money, than Alex Rodriguez. $292 million. You remember the Angels last year, they invested in free agent first baseman Albert Pujols, who played with the Cardinals, and they, last year they did it, and it was 10 years, $240 million. So look at how that's turned out, right? The first couple of years of that, not too good. And the Angels had to give Pujols the money to land him at the time, and it was pretty competitive marketplace. So the Tigers didn't necessarily have that urgency with Cabrera. They had him under contract for the next 2 years at $22 million a season. But then you could say, well, why did they rush to do that? And they decided, you know, this is a designated hitter in waiting, and he has all kinds of value. What would he be worth a couple years into this? Probably be better to do it now. And so that's what they did. And they had traded their first baseman, Prince Fielder, so they got out of a huge contract, blah, blah, blah. So there you have it. That is mind-blowing money, though, isn't it? To play baseball. I declare that if you are playing a kid's game that is awesome like baseball, and that is your passion, and you're making that kind of money, you are living a good life. You cannot complain. These guys cannot complain, because that is, like I said, amazing, amazing cash to get to be in a professional sport. And sports couldn't be bigger. That's the thing. I mean, some of you listening, you know, we talk about the buzz in the backyard and politics, and we mix in all kinds of things that affect you. Like I was talking about those autism stats, how crazy that is, 1 in 68 kids, and all these things that we're dealing with in this country. But, you know, for some people, sports is a way to escape, is the relaxation. It gives you that escape. And if you can go and catch a baseball game with your kid, I mean, good for you. You might be in the nosebleeds if you don't want to spend a fortune. But it is a great escape, just like movies are. You know, we do the cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight for a reason, because I know that's how some of you escape. If there's a good enough flick, and you can go to a matinee, or, I don't know, maybe you go and pay full price. It is your way. It is your is the way that you chill on the weekend or whenever you're off to get away from all the noise. You know, I call it the white noise, all the noise. You try to get away from the white noise, which I think is healthy, right? So anyway, Manziel probably commands big bucks. And then in baseball, you see what Cabrera got. Eventually, somebody probably passes that too as well. But that's crazy, 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 crazy money. Absolutely. And thanks to all the people who sent me birthday wishes, because I don't know how that got out. I guess it's on Facebook or whatever, but I got an avalanche of like online cards and stuff. It was great. Some of them were pretty funny. And my birthday isn't until Sunday, but I appreciate people throwing in and sending those to me early before the weekend. I'll tell you this quick story, and I think I might have even shared this on Facebook. My entire life, my mother used to tell me that no matter what, she was not going to have an April Fool's baby. So March 30th, she escapes that. She said no matter what, she was going to do everything in her power, whatever she could do to control her end of it, to make sure that didn't happen. Because can you imagine the jokes if you are born on April 1st, then that's that, you know, people are relentless, especially when you're in school with the corn pone joking around for anything that's April Fool's. It's hard to pull it off now, but it didn't used to be quite as hard. And if that was your birthday, you could just see what would happen. There'd be more of those candles that you couldn't blow out. There'd be more probably harassment in the hallways. So I am grateful that it was the 30th and not the 1st, to be honest. So once again, thanks for that. I appreciate that. And we end the hour on this note. Just a big shout out to all those first responders who, with heavy hearts and tears in their eyes, I heard it's really rough, are still trying to dig bodies out from that landslide in Oso, and how rough it is. 49 structures, RVs or houses, were buried in 40 feet of mud in a square mile and left 90 people now, they say, unaccounted for, and it would be a pure miracle if they found anyone. They've only identified 16 bodies now. They're processing some others that they found, and it's been really, really tough on those first responders. Thanks for listening.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.